State officials say they were caught by surprise when Entergy announced it will close the Fitzpatrick nuclear plant in Oswego County. The state had been in talks with Entergy, but the company says it did not get the agreement it was looking for. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, state leaders are saying if the talks are not reopened, they'll take matters into their own hands.
Entergy officials have repeatedly said they would make a decision on the future of the Fitzpatrick plant by the end of October. As talks continued last week, State Senator Patty Ritchie says she thought the negotiations weren't finished.
Things were going in the right direction, and, I'm not quite sure what precipitated.
But on Monday, Entergy said it would close Fitzpatrick at the end of its current fuel cycle in about a year.
Over 600 jobs being lost in an area like Oswego County is just going to devastate the area, along with the loss to the tax base.
That's why Ritchie and Assemblyman Will Barkley are calling on the state and Entergy to come back to the negotiating table. Barkley says it's not too late to reopen talks.
I understand they still have up to the end of the year to make the decision on refueling, even though they announced it publicly. They're both taking kind of a hard line right now, but I think the governor is willing to continue to negotiate, and hope Entergy will be too.
But that was not reflected by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, in a statement Monday, was critical of the Entergy decision, which he called callous. Cuomo says he will take any legal or regulatory step necessary to stop Entergy. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer says he, too, will fight the closure.
Hopefully they can be persuaded to reverse it, or we can stop them even if they're not persuaded.
Schumer says the most promising way to fight the decision is through the State Public Service Commission, which will study whether Fitzpatrick is crucial to the region's grid reliability. However, Entergy spokesman Jerry Nappe says previous tests have determined that Fitzpatrick was not necessary. In Oswego, Payne Horning for WRVO News.